Hello, and welcome to the Monco on the Move podcast. I'm Jared Brown, Assistant Dean of Academic Affairs at Monco's Pottstown campus. Recently, I was actually there, we held our second annual Grumpy's Sandwich Challenge, and was it fantastic? For those of you listening or unfamiliar, we at the college partners with Grumpy's, which Grumpy's is a hand-carved sandwich shop located at 137 East High Street in Pottstown, owned by Sheila and Jean Dugan. They hold an annual competition for students in our culinary arts program here at Monco. Imagine almost the show Chopped, right? Where the students sign up in teams of two, have 45 minutes to create an original sandwich using four mystery ingredients. From scratch, no less. The sandwiches are then presented to a panel of judges to taste test, and the winning sandwich is put on the menu at Grumpy's, and $2 per sandwich is donated back to support Montgomery County Community College. During the sandwich challenge, the Dugans presented a check for $200 to Monco's for this year's winners of the savory, sweet and savory salmon created by culinary students Ayana Marvell and Kyle Edmonds. So that was last year. Those were last year's winners. So this year, we held the competition in the newly renovated first floor of South Hall at the beautiful Pottstown campus. Four teams were asked to create an original sandwich using the mysterious ingredients of chicken, dried cranberries, jalapeno-flavored potato chips, yum, and bacon, double yum, right? So our guests today have earned the spot of the coveted Grumpy's award-winning sandwich making, and their sandwich is now on Grumpy's menus with Sweet Chick Sandwich. They are the first-year culinary arts program students, Sarah and Ashalia, of Team Yummy Tummies. Is that right?
Yes.
Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
So I would like to welcome you both to the show. And before we get started, congratulations.
Thank you.
So what I'd like for each of you to do is just introduce yourself, where are you from, and what year are you at Monco. So if this is your first, second, whatever. So why don't we start with you? Why don't you introduce yourself, where you're from, and what year you are?
I'm Ashalia. I am originally from Norristown, mm-hmm. and I reside in Pottstown.
Woohoo!
Currently. and this is my actually second semester. I was wrong because I had previously forgotten about, this is all new to me, it's my first year. So
okay.
I was a little confused.
No, you're fine. You're fine. That's
my
great. Well,
semester.
Welcome. And I enjoy having a fellow Pottstown person in the studio. And you?
I'm Sarah, and I'm from Cheltenham, PA. And I graduated from Cheltenham High School. Mm-hmm. And this is my first year, first semester at Monco.
Wow. And you won big.
Yes.
Wow. You two are just making waves here. I love it. I love it. So you are fairly new to the program, but familiar with Monco. Why? How did you two meet and become teammates for this Grumpy's Challenge? What were you randomly paired? Were you like, hey, do you want to do this? Like, what happened? Tell our listeners how you two became connected to
So
we ended up being in our Culinary 101 class together.
Okay.
And as the class started to go on, we discovered that I was maybe a little bit more knowledgeable on things.
Oh.
So we just kind of linked up to help each other.
And how was that? How do you have all this knowledge?
I grew up cooking in the kitchen a lot.
Okay. All right.
So I constantly watch the Food Network. I think that's I think that's the only thing I ever have on television.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we just kind of clicked, and we ended up getting the sheet of paper to be in the competition, and we decided to do it together. And we went into it just thinking it was going to be fun, and we had an amazing outcome.
So can you describe for me the feeling of the competition, the nervousness, what was going through your mind? What was the planning? Because you had these four mysterious ingredients, right? And so what was the strongest thing or skill that helped the both of you as you executed and came up with the sandwich creation?
Honestly, let me first say that the competition, they didn't tell me that there was going to be cameras and all of that stuff there. So,
they didn't tell you that?
So I didn't have a chance to be nervous.
I think you need to speak with the chef.
I do. So, you know, getting there, it was like, she leads, I'm going to follow. Because she was more knowledgeable.
Okay.
And was in the restaurant business for some years.
Okay.
But I feel like I've been cooking. I have six kids. I've been cooking for a long time.
You need to give yourself a little credit. Come on.
I said, you know, my strongest thing was we communicated with each other.
Right. That's what that's what I observed.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, you were like heat in the kitchen because I was there. I was watching all the teams and just watching you two strategize and communicate together. It was fantastic.
Thank you.
So what else were you feeling in that moment?
The nervousness did mm-hmm. kick in when uh-huh. they were up on my chicken that I was burning.
Was it burning?
To me, because we didn't go wash our pan or we had the bacon in it. We had uh-huh. fried it right before.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, my God, what are we going to do?
So the grease and the oil
but you
from
know
the bacon?
What? It must have made that chicken taste. We won.
Right. It got us where we wanted to be.
It got where you wanted to be, and I love that. So what about these mysterious ingredients? So from what I saw, and you two can correct me, each station was set up with condiments and rolls and bread and different types of utensils and there was tomatoes there, I think, and lettuce. And so you had this foundation of what people would probably put on a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But then they unveiled the four secret ingredients. What was the ingredient that were you like, what are we going to do with this?
None, really.
What? Really?
Well, because they were actually easy ingredients. We were talking about it the day before,
okay.
and she was like, "I hope it's chicken." And I was like, "If it's chicken or steak, like you know, we'll." When they said chicken, I was like, "Yes,
and bacon,
I mean, oh my gosh,
yeah."
And so the rest was like, "Okay, well, what are we going to do with these jalapeno chips? We're going to coat the chicken with that." And that wasn't hard
yeah.
for me.
Now, how'd you incorporate the cranberries?
We did a kind of a spread. So I put it in the food processor with some mustard and vinegar seasonings.
So that created like a tanginess, I would
think?
Yeah,
like sweet and tangy,
okay.
Along with the chips, was spicy. And yeah, so it was like sweet and salty almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom loves a craisin. I'll tell you what.
So
she puts
good.
She puts those things in everything. But I love that you did the – decided to use the dried cranberries in almost like a relish.
It was the fig. It was the fig.
And yes, we added fig jam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I seen the fig jam and I was like, I saw that and I was like, when we were talking about doing hot and spicy, and I was like, oh, that might be good. But then I forgot all about the cranberries. And I was like, Sarah, what are we going to do with the cranberries?
You need to use those
with
cranberries.
The cranberries with that and her sauce. It was, yeah. It was
so as you're working together and you have these ingredients and obviously you had preliminary conversations of, okay, let's strategize. What if it's this? What if it's that? So I really appreciate that you mentioned that because I think that that's important to strategize when you go into any competition. You shouldn't just show up and be like,
right.
Well, we're just going to wing it, right? So I appreciate that you had some strategy. What was a challenge for you as you're working together besides burning them? What was something else that you were like, oh, we're going to have to really work together to get through this?
I think just we've never worked with each other before. So just how we work in the kitchen or how we, you know, do our certain steps and mm-hmm. cutting and cooking. But I think it all kind of worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I let her be the boss. I think, you know, you tell me.
But right.
She but she was like so calm, and I didn't even realize that she was like, oh, my God, this is a lot going on. Because she looked so calm doing what she was doing.
Yeah.
And me, I was freaking
I work
out.
Well
I don't
under pressure,
yeah,
but
I don't
show it on my face. So
well,
inside I'm boiling. Inside I'm boiling. Outside I, you know, I don't look like I'm stressed.
I appreciate that you both decided to participate in this endeavor, but also get out a little bit of your comfort zones. Even though you have worked in the kitchen and preparing in different ways and you bring different perspectives and ideas, I think being vulnerable and putting yourself out there, we learn and we grow. How would you say that you grew from this experience as a student, as a person, as someone at Monco? Can you identify the growth that happened? Because it was a quick thing, but a lot was going on to get through this cool endeavor to win.
It was very quick. Yeah. It definitely took me to a new level of confidence, for sure.
Confidence? Okay.
I consider myself very introverted.
Okay.
So to do something like that was definitely out of my box.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah. What about you?
Same as far as confidence. But it actually has me opening up my views on where I want to go now. Before, when I entered school, I just want to do pastry arts. I want to decorate cakes. And then, you know, the culinary part opened up a little bit more, like, oh, I can do this. But then the sandwich competition, I was like, what? The sky is the limit. And I'm going to shoot for the stars. And if I hit a few trees going up, I'm just more willing to do things where I wasn't before.
I think the majority of your guests were family and friends supporting you, which I really appreciate.
100%.
Probably you just love that. Did that make you nervous?
No.
Because they were your cheer squad over there. I was like, who are all these people cheering on this group? I loved it. It was fantastic. And it just goes to show how proud they are of you.
Honestly, when they walked in, because I kept looking for them, and when they walked in, I was able to calm down more, and I was, like, excited that they were there. Right. And
that would have made me more nervous.
I know, me too.
It didn't. And what happened was I had some footage that they have taken while we were there, and what made me the happiest was hearing the conversation in the video that my kids were having. You think mommy's going to win? And my daughter was like, yeah. Like, they had no doubt. Like, they knew, and they were so supportive, and hearing it just made me feel like I can do anything.
Well, and what an example you're setting too, right?
Exactly.
What an example. Like,
exactly.
Follow your dreams, follow your passions, follow what you're excited about, I think is an important message. What are your thoughts about being a culinary student at Monco? What has been a success? What has been a little bit of a challenge for you, if you wouldn't mind sharing?
I feel like I'm 50 years old. So for me going back to
school. I would never have guessed that.
Really? Thank you.
Our viewers can't see you, but I would never have guessed that. So.
Well, for me going back to school at this age is very challenging. And then I'm in the class with these young students. And I always used to tell myself, I can't do this, I can't do that. Even though I didn't like my kids to say that word, I would always, you know, set my bar really low. And now I set my bar high.
Good.
You know, so being here makes me feel really good in a way that I have not in many years.
Right.
So this is a great experience for me to be able to be here at Monco.
Wonderful. And what about you?
I love being here. I think that I started a little late also. I'm 33 years old.
Would never have guessed. You two look babies over
here. Thank you. So to find something that I'm super passionate about and that I'm thriving in feels really good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have to say to you both, as an educator, I've been supporting students for over 20 years. And the one thing that I know is education has no age. You can take advantage of educational opportunities, learning, growth, putting yourself in challenging situations, putting yourself in vulnerable situations that are going to help you grow and really reach for those successes that you want. And even though you're going to have failures along the way, it's learning through that failure. It's learning through that adversity. It's learning through the challenges that I think make us stronger as individuals and people. I am excited because I have no doubt that when you finish from the culinary program here at Monco and you go to interview, I hope that you will talk about not only your fantastic experience as a culinary student, but talk about this achievement and talk about what it was like to work with someone that you sort of knew but didn't know how to work with them. Talk about that development and that skill set and what you did to work together to achieve this fantastic goal. You should be very proud of yourselves. And it was phenomenal to watch both of you in action and just see the creativeness, but also applying what you're learning, applying what you've brought to the table from your past and your experiences, but also working together. And you should be very proud. And you're going down in history. You're the second sandwich.
Yes. It's so cool. Maybe we'll have a restaurant together.
Hey,
or
there you go.
We'll put up our yummy tummy sign.
Yeah, the yummy tummies, right? So what is next for you both? Do you want to share? What are your plans? What are your aspirations?
Once I graduate, I want to own my own business. My thoughts are probably a food truck or a small bistro.
Yeah.
Somewhere along those lines. I want to be my own boss.
Own boss.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. And you?
Basically the same. Like I said, when I was coming into this, I thought I was going to be a cake decorator. And now I just see more. And pastries. I hope to own a pastry truck in the future. So
yeah.
That would be
I'm
cool.
telling you, just keep taking advantage of what Monco has to offer. Utilize your resources, expand your network, and I have no doubts that you will achieve success. So graduation is set for 2025. Is that right?
Yes.
I believe so.
It's going to get here before you know it.
So fast.
It's going to get here before you know it. Well, I want to extend a congratulations to you both. It's been fantastic to meet the winners this year because I saw you in action. And we're so glad that you put together this fantastic creation, the Sweet Chick Sandwich, that is now on the menu at our very own Grumpy's Hand Carved Sandwiches located in Pottstown at 137 East High Street. Go out, buy this amazing sandwich, and have a taste of success for yourself. You both did an excellent job, and I want to extend to you much more success as you complete your program here at Montgomery County Community College. I would also like to say a special thank you to our sound recording and music technology student, Ian Moranis, who produced today's show. And thank you again for listening to the Monco on the Move podcast. Check back soon to hear more stories of our very own Monco family. Until next time, I'm Jared Brown, and thanks again for listening.
Thanks for listening to Monco on the Move. Students at Montgomery County Community College working in the sound recording and music technology program record, edit, and produce this podcast. Check out mc3.edu/onthemove to listen to our latest episode or download our podcast on your favorite podcast app. You can also learn about the latest episodes by following us on social media. Have a guest in mind you think would be great for the podcast? Email Eric Devlin at edevlin@mc3.edu or Diane Van Dyke at dvandyke@mc3.edu. And come back next time to find out more about what's happening at your community college and catch our Montco momentum.